Life's only constant is change, yet we spend our lives resisting this fundamental truth. In Living Beautifully with Uncertainty and Change, Buddhist nun Pema Chodron offers a radical proposition. What if instead of fighting against life's groundlessness, we learn to embrace it? Drawing from ancient wisdom and modern psychology, she presents a practical framework for finding peace amidst chaos. Her journey from elementary school teacher to spiritual guide gives her teachings a uniquely accessible quality, profound without being abstract, compassionate without being sentimental. In a world increasingly defined by unpredictability, her message resonates with particular urgency. Our suffering comes not from change itself, but from our resistance to it. We intellectually understand that everything changes, our bodies, relationships, circumstances, yet we act as if permanent security is attainable. This contradiction creates immense suffering. We develop what Chodron calls fundamentalist tendencies, rigid beliefs about ourselves and the world that provide an illusion of safety but actually disconnect us from life's richness. Think about how you might cling to being the responsible one in your family. When someone suggests you're acting differently, you feel threatened rather than curious about this new aspect of yourself. This rigidity creates an automatic filtering system where we instantly categorize experiences: things we want, things we reject, or things we ignore. What if the source of suffering isn't impermanence itself, but our resistance to it? When we stop fighting against groundlessness, something remarkable happens. We discover freedom. Often, spiritual awakening begins with crisis, when our carefully constructed identity crumbles. That uncomfortable, hooked feeling when our ground disappears is what Tibetans call shenpa. When triggered, instead of reaching for comfort, we can practice mindfulness, opening fully to the sensation without interpretation. Research shows emotions typically last only 90 seconds unless we extend them with thoughts. Our minds are relentless storytellers. When someone cuts us off in traffic, we construct elaborate narratives about the driver's character and our victimhood. Yet these mental movies are entirely self-generated. Buddhist tradition describes our habitual tendencies as seeds in the unconscious that sprout when conditions arise. The same anger we blame on others appears in our dreams without their presence. With practice, our recovery time from difficult emotions can shorten from days to seconds, not through repression, but by allowing thoughts to pass without amplification. When tempted by old patterns, we can follow the Buddha's example with Mara. Simply acknowledge, "I see you," without judgment. Every moment offers a choice between strengthening habits or creating space for something new. The mind's true nature is vast as sky, with thoughts and emotions like passing clouds that dissolve when observed without clinging. The first commitment, not causing harm, guides us toward liberation by interrupting our habitual patterns of escaping discomfort. We're either acting to escape discomfort or we're not. Daily irritations, from aggressive drivers to credit-stealing colleagues, become opportunities to practice restraint. This practice combines outer renunciation, following precepts against harmful actions, and inner renunciation, facing uncomfortable feelings. When tempted to act out, pause to notice how cravings manifest in body and mind. Though this detox period may trigger anxiety, meeting these feelings with compassion reveals our basic goodness. Being present can be practiced anytime, upon waking, before difficult conversations, or when fear surfaces. Before discussing falling grades with your teenager, check your state, extend warmth to any tension, then approach with curiosity rather than predetermined outcomes. Meditation strengthens our ability to stay present and release habits, training us to face both minor irritations and major adversity. Through practice, we learn to experience life's impermanence as refreshing rather than threatening, while observing how the eight worldly concerns, pleasure-pain, gain-loss, fame-disgrace, and praise-blame, reveal our attachments. The second commitment guides us to move beyond comfort into compassion, vowing to step into the world's pain to alleviate it. This embodies bodhicitta, the desire to awaken and help others awaken. The warrior path requires living with uncertainty while remaining open to all. When we break this vow by closing our heart, we restore it through acknowledgement and recommitment. Our irritants become teachers, developing our patience and compassion. We practice by asking, "How can I be of service?" Rather than avoiding difficult people, we approach them with genuine curiosity, not as doormats, but as warriors, transforming our relationship with difficulty. Tonglen practice cultivates compassion by reversing our natural tendency, breathing in suffering and breathing out relief, dissolving the barriers between self and other. The third commitment involves fully embracing groundlessness and the ever-changing nature of reality. This demands complete presence, a sacred vow to accept an unshakable bond with life without resistance. Through mindfulness, we cultivate appreciation for each moment, recognizing the intrinsic goodness in all experience, even what we label as negative. Irritating sounds become doorways to wakefulness. Through this presence, we encounter vast spaciousness by experiencing simple moments free of narrative. Enlightenment comes from fully touching ordinary experience, not escaping it. We practice seeing things as they are without projecting preferences. Through this commitment, we gradually release our fixed identity, discovering that less self-attachment leads to greater happiness. Picture sitting in a cafe watching passersby, each person a unique expression of life itself. Colors become more vivid, sounds more distinct. In such moments, the boundary between self and world softens, revealing the extraordinary nature of ordinary experience. In Tibet, charnel grounds where bodies decompose serve as metaphors for embracing life's uncertainty. These grounds become our practice field for developing fearlessness and compassion. We learn to face life's totality, both its wretchedness and splendidness, recognizing the necessity of both. While splendidness inspires, wretchedness humbles. Beauty sustains us in despair, misfortune reconnects us with our heart. Our most valuable practice moments emerge when we're despondent or overwhelmed. Though we naturally seek escape from pain, true charnel ground practice begins with curiosity about difficult emotions. We approach discomfort gradually, short moments again and again, building capacity to stay present. By experiencing emotions without commentary, we discover their temporary nature. Through this practice, we develop confidence in groundlessness, learning to stand steady in chaos with an open heart. The three commitments transform our relationship with uncertainty from resistance to acceptance, bringing expansive clarity when we're at our breaking point. As the Hopi elders prophesied, we must release the shore and navigate together. The time of isolation is over. This journey serves all beings, teaching us to hold both pain and delight as doorways to awakening. In our polarized world, embracing ambiguity becomes both healing and political action. When we remain open to complexity rather than rigid certainties, we enable genuine dialogue. The journey isn't about achieving enlightenment, but developing courage to stay present with life's unpredictability, discovering that groundlessness is the foundation of awakening itself.